The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of the Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Barrington on RealityRadio101.com, where we talk philosophy, we talk spirituality. We try to raise you to a higher level of consciousness for you to be aware of who you are, for you to wake up and reach your full potential, for you to be a part of life as it was intended to be, for you to reconnect yourself to nature's way, to get your set of instructions that was designed for you. Wake up, everybody. Welcome to the Barrington Radio Show, and we talk about different things. We want you to be at your best. We want you to be to reach your full potential. We want you to understand that there's a lot more to life than you know now. There's a lot more that you need to know. We want you to wake up and realize that you are limitless. We want you to wake up and understand that the instructions that's given to you to live life the way you need to live life, you have to connect yourself to the source, to all that there is, to everything that represents you, to the ultimate you, so you can elevate yourself to the highest level, to reach the top, not to submit yourself to other people's rules of obey or submission or following the guide that they think is better for you. Wake up, everyone. Wake up and face your reality. Wake up and connect to spirituality. Wake up and connect to a better you. Raise yourself to the higher level of consciousness. It is your birthright. You chose this path. You're hearing me. You were seeking something. If you're searching, you weren't content with what you had. We don't believe in coincidence. We don't think it happens just to be an event. I think it happens because it's all designed to go this way. Everything that you experience in life was supposed to happen. All that you are today is what you thought about yesterday. Try to alter that if you're not enjoying it by thinking about something different today. Step into the now. Wake up. Realize there's more to you. Wake up. Realize there's no one else above you. Wake up, realize no one is coming to rescue you. Those are not the words you want to hear or the phrase, but you have to realize that you're on your own. Step up and connect yourself to divine, to the divine. Connect yourself to the ultimate source. Get your set of instructions that was designed for you. Wake up, everybody. Welcome to the Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in. I want to say hello to our new listeners out in BC. Thank you for joining us. I hope you're enjoying the show. I hope it's a beautiful day. We're jealous because we're still in snow. And it is how it is. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome to all the new listeners and welcome to all the old-time, long-time listeners. Thank you for being a part of this show. Without you, I wouldn't be here. When the teacher is ready, the students will appear and vice versa. You are ready, you're here, connect yourselves to spirituality and learn how to connect yourself in line with nature as it was intended. Welcome everybody, welcome to the Barrington Show, welcome home. So every question has an answer. Every question. And if there wasn't an answer for the question, there wouldn't have been a question. So every question have an answer. The answer is somewhere out there. The answer is available to you. So if you're in a place where you're getting no answers and you're still searching and you're not finding anything that you're looking for, you just have to look harder or try another method because every question has an answer. If you're part of an organization or religious group of any sort and they're telling you they don't know, well, it's time to move on because every question has an answer. Everything has an answer. You have to know that. So the idea of a leader telling me they don't know, And what's more important, they don't know where to find such answer. If your group is saying, don't question it, well, why wouldn't you question it? Because you need or want to know that answer. So you must question it or question somebody or just leave it alone. If you subject yourself to that, you're going to fall in the guidelines of obedience where you feel a need to obey because that question that you're asking yourself cannot be answered, so you believe or so a leader may have told you. All questions have an answer. And if there wasn't an answer for that question, there wouldn't have been a question. So you need to understand if somebody's telling you they don't know the answer or even where to source it and find the answer, they just don't know that the answer exists. And they will convince you to accept it as it is. Wake up, everybody. This is your reality. Wake up. For the things that you seek in life, the answers exist. Tap within yourself and connect yourself to the spirituality and learn how to find that answer. When the groups of the leader will tell a group of people an answer, that answer can't be relevant to everybody. That answer has to be relevant to an individual, maybe a few people, maybe the answers is close to the question that you're asking. But everybody will have their own answer. For example, if I were to say to you, if you're going outside, you must put on rubber boots, snow boots to head out. Well, that answer would be applicable to someone, but it wouldn't work if you lived in the tropics where you wear sandals and you don't even know what snow is. So the answer is not relevant to your question. All it would do is make you confused. Why would they tell me to put on snow boots? I live in the tropics. Like, that doesn't make any sense. So the point that I'm trying to make is the answer that the leader is given to the group is very generic, but it's not applicable. It is not applicable to everybody who has the answer. Everyone is an individual. Everyone has their own question. And that answer is very specific to that person. That answer is specific to that person, and it wouldn't be relevant for someone else elsewhere who's now going to be confused. You will be confused. If we're telling you to put on snow boots in the tropics, you'll be a little confused. So you need to know the questions that you ask, they're relevant to you. And the answer is designed with you in mind, because we're all different. Though we're all connected, though we're all the same, our path, our journey, our walk the age in which we seek, and all the things is relevant to you. So you are an individual, even though you're still connected to all that there is. We're still attached to the source, but we all have a different purpose. And the answers to the questions that you have will be relevant to you, your situation, and where you are. There cannot be a group answer. It won't work. It will only make you confuse. Every question has an answer. And if you want to leave it alone and subject yourself to the idea of obey, then you won't get that opportunity to reach your full potential, because you're too busy obeying instructions that wasn't designed with you in mind. You're too busy obeying the rules, which no one can tell you what all the rules are. You're too busy being obedient. You're too busy obeying. Wake up, everybody. Wake up. Open your eyes. Look around. See your situation. Ask your own questions and connect yourself to the spiritual entity that will give you the answer that is designed for you. And you will not get it in a group, because everybody is different. Everybody has their own path. Everybody's on their own journey. And you shouldn't be taking instructions from anybody as to how to live. If you speak to the fish that lives in the aquarium, he'll say it's the best life. Everything you need is being provided for. But if you also talk to the fish that lives in the ocean, he'll wonder why the fish is cooped up in a cage and can't do anything other than follow rules and instructions. Wake up. Open your eyes. Seek your own path. Tap into your own spirituality. Do your meditation. Do your yoga. Practice in being good. Allow goodness into your heart. Find your own path. You could do this anywhere you live. Anywhere you are in the world, you could do this. Find your path, because it's destined and designed with you in mind. Your path is yours and yours alone. Have we got any emails?
Yes, we have a couple of emails here. Let's see. Will wrote in, and Will says, "Hi, I'm a new listener today from Washington, D.C. And that's from Will. Thank you very much, Will. We appreciate you listening. Sarah wrote in, "Such positive messages. I needed this today. Thank you very much." And that is from Sarah. Thank you, Sarah. And lastly, Denise wrote in, "Should we be scared to be on our own? I'm not quite sure about that." That's what Denise says. And folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Barrington Show. We are Reality Radio 101. You can contact Barrington right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Back to you, Barrington.
I like that question, Denise. And I could go in many directions with this one. The first part of it was, should we be scared? Well, you wouldn't even know what scared was if you had your own identity. You wouldn't know what scared was if you were connected and driven by spirituality. You wouldn't know what scared is if you knew who you are. So no, you should not be afraid. You should not be scared. You're never, other part of the question is to be on our own. You're never on your own. You're never alone. You're never out there by yourself. You may turn around and not see anybody beside you that's in the physical body, but you have to know that the spiritual guides is with you all the time. They never leave your side. They follow you. That's their duty, their responsibility. That's why they're there. They guide you. They take you to that place. You're never alone. So the answer to the full question is no, you should not be afraid. You're always, always within the company of those that care for you the most. And their job is not to see you harm yourself or get harmed or to allow others to harm you. Take that idea in your mind. As you are fully protected, you are fully guarded, you're fully always being watched over. Take that in your mind and you'll see that there's no fear. You'll see that you're not alone. And your confidence will override or fill the cavity that used to carry the fear that you feel. Never be afraid. There's no fear. I hear stories all the time of people walking into these bad neighborhoods or down the dark alley or whatever, and they're just fine. And others walk through and it's not so good for them. Well, I say this, whatever you have on your mind will come towards you, be it illness, danger, bad luck, hard times. Yeah, it'll come. It'll fall in your lap. It'll be there. You're inviting it in with your thoughts. What if you weren't thinking about that at all? Nature provides all that there is. Everything that you need is being provided for you. So if you bring fear with you, whatever it is that you're afraid of, you're bringing that as well. They're attached. Cut it loose, both of them. Cut one, the other one will disappear. Never be afraid, and you're never alone. I hope that answers your question. Sarah, thank you very much for that, the positive feedback. I like this. I like people listening to the show. I understand a lot of the times when I go into the show and I talk about it, I'm connected to everyone. We're connected. We're all connected and we're all the same. Now, it may sound contradicting because I say you're an individual. That talks about your purpose or your destination, but you're still all connected to everybody. Our positivity. When I sit to do the show, this time on Sundays, I get into the mode that I'm talking to people who can relate and is in the same place as where we are because we're all connected to it. So, and a lot of people walk away from it feeling more positive, a little bit uplifted. This is what they've said in their emails. And it's because you're hearing the truth. You can resonate to it. You're hearing something of greatness that you are a part of. You are actually hearing yourself. And that's the beauty of it all. And it does manifest itself into positivity. Thank you very much for that, Sarah. Well, thank you from DC. Thank you for joining the show. We love having new listeners. It's a part of what we do. Without you, we wouldn't be here. Thank you for the contribution. You're not getting paid in dollar value, but you know, thank you for the contribution. Anyway, this is awesome. Join the show. Stay with us. I hope you grow with us and study spirituality because it opens the door. It shines a light. It gives you a new perspective on life. It gives you a better way than you're familiar with. The reason you're able to hear this and everybody else is because you're searching. And if you are searching, then this is where you want to be. This is where you want to be. I want to say hello to my friend Ravi in New York. He told me he'll be listening to the show today. Thank you for joining in. We know each other personally. We've done some schooling together. And he wanted to check out the show. So thank you for joining. And thank you for being there. Thanks, everybody, for joining and listening to the show. You're listening to Barrington on RealityRadio101.com. I have a book, Awaken, Ascension Guide. Align yourself to your true purpose. That's what it's about, to align you to your true purpose. That's what our show is all about. And you will hear me say quite often, wake up to the reality, wake up to you, wake up to the person that you can be, wake up and see the knowledge. All the questions that exist have an answer to it. If there is no answer, there wouldn't have been a question. So the answers are out there. You just need to know how to find the path in which that leads you to that answer. And yes, a lot of people will say or have said many times, you think you know it all. Well, we don't, but we have the ability to, the ability to know it all, learn it all. You want to know, I have no desire and needing to know how to bake bread. Nothing personal. However, I like spirituality. So I like the things that I like and you like the things that you like. And this is where we move ourselves towards what makes us most comfortable. But what you need to do is to connect yourself to the spirituality so you can have all the options that are available. And then you will seek the one that makes you happiest or that feeds the family well or make you a good community member, leader, participant, whatever the situation may be. Connect yourself to spirituality. That's what we talk about. And I went there just to talk about people joining the show. And you've heard about the book. We have a website, HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. Everything we talk about and what we're planning to do and will do is listed there for you, where we're going with this, the people we want to come along. Follow yourself, please. I'm not asking you to follow me because your path is your path. I'm just trying to open a door to introduce you to where to step to get the answers that you seek. Your path is your path. I want you to wake up and face reality. Wake up and see your full potential. Wake up and be kind. In the world that we're familiar with, there's a lot of heartaches and pain and distrust and wars and all these things. If everybody was following the same guideline, the same path, which is what was intended, the world that we could live in is of peace and tranquility all the time without destruction. And understanding and respect of other people and respect of yourself and to be strong and courageous. That's that world. Am I fantasizing about it? Well, I already live there because it's a mindset. And I won't allow myself to go down the rabbit hole of the negativity. I won't entertain the ideas of the devil. Sorry, the negative thoughts. I don't know that they're different. A lot of us are waiting to die to go to heaven, but you could seek that right here, right now, by change of mind, change of ideas, change of thoughts. I've always said, this is how you line yourself up to take the journey. Put yourself in this line so you could get on the journey. If it's not true, don't say it. If it's not yours, don't take it. If it's wrong and you're doing it, stop doing it. Allow the blossom to happen. Allow the growth to occur. Allow the light to shine where you get the ability to wake up and live. Wake up and live free. Open your mind. Step over that boundaries. Remove the idea of obey from your existence. Who created you to obey another? How is that logical? Who created another to master you? How does that make sense? And what purpose does it serve other than to make some up and take some down? The idea of obey should be removed. And the idea of fear should be removed. And once you understand who you are, you'll realize you fear nothing. Because you become connected to the great wave of life and you're sailing with the current. Your destination is always going to be the destination. But without fear, you accept it. Can you imagine how much or remember or reflect on how much fear has restricted you in your journey so far? You're afraid to try. Because you convince yourself you're not going to make it. You're fear to ask questions because you feel somebody's going to make fun of you or tease you or pick on you. Remove the fear from your existence. It's not a part of the journey. It's not a part of the journey. If you're going to go out for a jog and you put a nice, comfortable pair of running shoes on the left foot and a center block on the right foot, you won't be performing the way you could. You'll be restricted. Those entities are connected to the same source and you're trying to drive them at the same time, but one is carrying a luggage, stress, pain, animosity, hate, anger, name it how you want. It's the same thing. Release it and fly and travel free. The journey is easier. It is the path of least resistance. The journey will be more satisfying, more rewarding. This is what we talk about. Wake up, everybody. Welcome to the Barrington Radio Show. Be a part of it. Thank you for participating. This is what we talk about. I just talked about the email and the book. The book is available to you on Amazon.com. The email is, of course, I gave you the address, and you could check it out. If you've missed some of the shows in the past and you want to catch them again, you tap on, go in, download, listen, enjoy. Plain and simple. We will be labeling them so you could pick the topic that you think is going to be more stimulating to you, and go to town. Thank you for joining the show. Thank you for being a part of it. Have we got anything else?
We just have one email that just came in. And let's see here. That email is from Ryan, and he just writes a couple of sentences. He said, I just tuned in. Fantastic. Wow. That's all he says. Fantastic. Wow. Thank you, Ryan. And folks, if you'd like to write in right now, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101 101@gmail.com. Back to you, Barrington.
Thank you. Thanks, Ryan, for that fantastic and wow. Thank you very much for that. And everybody who's listening is also appreciating the fact that you took the time to do that. And wow, I think you're enjoying what you're hearing. Imagine living in it. Imagine it being a part of your everyday. Imagine how you wake up in the morning and realize you're supposed to feel this way, or you're not supposed to eat that product, or you're not supposed to take that journey, or definitely, definitely not to get involved with that person. Imagine how it would be living that way all the time. It's not a fantasy, it's reality. I am here. I can pinch myself and say, ouch, just to prove it. Okay, so here we are. This is what we do. Thank you for joining the show. You're new, pass it on. We're trying to spread this word. And if you're paying close attention, everyone, you'll notice that spirituality is on the growth. More and more people are popping up out of the woods talking about spirituality. I talked about that a few shows back, way back there. And I said, the Indigo children that are now here is teaching us how to live. Their method is different than our grandparents' method, or maybe a great-grandparents' method. So we're learning how to live among each other. We're learning this new vibe from them, a different way. When we go through something, you have to understand that it's a change, and the change is fighting desperately to remain as is, but change is inevitable. That's why the struggle. The change, or whatever it is that you're trying to change, doesn't want to give up what they've had. So there will be a wrestle. Work through it. It is just the change. It's just the action of the change. And you will merge into something that is more fulfilling. The night is going to go away, the dark, and then you'll wake up and have the sunny, bright day to live for the rest of your life with happiness, connected to everybody, respecting everybody equally, and have them do the same to you, and not to know what distrust is, because it won't exist anymore if you are willing to make that change. Change is difficult, especially for those who's been in it for such a long time. It is absolutely the most difficult thing they'll have to go through or to deal with. But it doesn't make it impossible. So your journey will take a little bit longer, but it is possible. And to live, like Ryan is saying, I'm saying to Ryan and to everyone else, to live free and happy and content, and not have fear of that neighborhood, those people, that whatever will be no more. Instinctively, you'll be guided as to which direction to go in every situation. Instinctively, you'll know what to do. You'll know what not to do. Instinctively, you'll be connected to spirituality, which is a source that guides you. It takes you to the journey, takes you to the spot, takes you to the bliss, take you to heaven, which I know exists here. And it's silly to me that you have to die to appreciate a better life. I don't know who came up with that idea, but to give up this one is throwing away a bird in the hand to go look for two in the bush. And you suggest that to most people, they will laugh, but they're doing it. They will laugh. Give up the good bird in your hand to go look for two in the bush. How does that make sense? You've got one already. Deal with it. Love it. Take care of it. Nurture it. And that's your life. Giving it up and waiting for it to end for something better sounds like a promise. And I'm going to say this. Don't hold me to, but I'm going to say it. A promise is only comforting to foolish people. It doesn't make any sense that you throw away your good bird in the hand to go find two in the bush. It makes no sense to me. Deal with what you've got. Promises are comforting to foolish people. You're listening to Barrington on The Barrington Show. Thank you for joining. Ryan, I hope you got the answers, and I hope you will stick around and learn a lot more. I want to change gears here a little bit and talk about the people that we know that are in our lives that seems a bit destructive. They're off. It's not what, you know, we're doing. They're doing something completely different. It seems as if they're a mess up. They're on the wrong path. Constantly getting in trouble, constantly losing, you know, all these things that occur in their lives. And we see it and judge it and tell ourselves that what they're doing is wrong. Are we accurate in saying what they're doing is wrong? Or we're just too busy comparing that person or people to us? Is that what you're doing? Are you thinking then you're superior? You figured it out and they haven't. You have a duty or a responsibility to correct that person. Are we trying to convince them to be like us? Because there's no logics in there. You have to see that person and learn to appreciate that person, love and respect that person, because that person is being who they are. And it has nothing to do with us. They're coming to you for help. If you're entertaining that all the time, then you're the problem. They're coming to you for bailout. If you're entertaining that all the time, then you're the problem. If I were a druggie or an alcoholic and I knock on your door and ask you for some of that drugs or alcohol, I hope you'd tell me to go away. You would tell me to go away. And you're not going to feed that negativity. So when you're entertaining and trying to correct these people and trying to make them more like you, you're just creating an act of selfishness. I'm not saying abandon your child. I'm not saying neglect those people, but you have to understand and view it as if they're trying to teach you something. Get the lesson. They're doing actions to teach you something. What are they teaching you? Maybe they're teaching you what not to do. Maybe they're saying, don't do this. Don't do that. Don't do this. Maybe that's the lesson that was sent directly to you for you to learn from. Now, if you correct that person, which you won't be able to, they'll pretend that they're corrected, but they're not. If you were able to accomplish that, you have now severed the lesson that's coming to you. You've now stopped yourself from learning. That person that you feel is not living the life that you think is appropriate for them, that's just your opinion. Another person's opinion of you is none of your business. That's their opinion. Their opinion of you is not your business. It's their opinion. So allow that person to be who they are. Appreciate the fact that they could be a teacher to you or a guide. I have such a member in my family, and it's interesting. For many, many years, we watched the actions of this person and realize that it just seems so wrong at every level and every step. And he's constantly the one who's facing the most resistance with it, the law, with it, friends and families. He seems to be facing most resistance. And it wasn't until I was in my 40s when I realized how important that teaching was to my life, especially when I was younger and he was teaching me what not to do, what behaviors not to take on, which road I shouldn't walk on. Because if I was not connected and I wasn't getting my information from my spiritual guide, which I should have been, they put erect something in front of you to carry on the lesson. And the teacher is going to teach you the most valuable lesson. Isn't standing in front of the classroom. He's standing beside you. He's in your family. He's in your corner. He's across the street. He's a neighbor. They're teaching you something. Make the lesson. Take the lesson. Take it in. Allow that person to be who they are, because you don't know their purpose. You don't know why they're doing what they're doing. You don't understand the path that they're on. And it is very wrong at every level for us to take a man off his path and ask him to join yours. It is wrong. The best thing you could do is become more tolerant and see if you could live with it. And if not, you may have to move. But that's how it is. The lesson is designed for you. And the person that you're trying to correct or judge, and it's interesting because I hear a lot about the whole religious faith that says thou shalt not judge. And in my opinion, they're the greatest judge. They're always telling you you're a sinner. That always confused me, but today's topic is not about confusion. The person that is teaching you and the person who's addicted to drugs or to whatever, or the lifestyle or whatever it is, that's their destination. That's their way. That's how it is. When they're good and ready to change it, they will, if they see a need to change it. You may disagree, You may disagree, but who are you in relevance to their life and their path and their existence? What portion of you governs them? What portion of you, what part of you makes you better? You're only doing a comparison. And if you're doing that, something's wrong. Something's wrong. And then the idea I said earlier about the obey. If you choose to obey and follow the rules and obey, there's something wrong with the person who's making that decision. That needs to be corrected. Could be corrected. Leave people to be who they are. They are teaching you something, and be thankful for the lesson, and don't forget to tip the teacher, because it is something that's going to alter your life. Have we got anything else?
Yes, Gail wrote in, and she says, can our spiritual guide be God? I notice you don't use that word often or talk about God. You say spiritual guide. Can it be the God that we believe in? That's from Gail. And Hank writes in and says, Barrington, several times on your show, you talked about diet. From what I gathered, again, you are not a meat eater. Is that correct? If so, what do you eat besides vegetables and fruits? Do you eat eggs? Do you eat potatoes? Do you eat pastas? Just curious about your diet. And that's from Hank. And let's see here. Back to you.
Hank, that's a good one. We've talked about it. Usually when people bring it up in the diet and the best way to live and the easiest way to carry your journey, answering your questions, I was never big on those products growing up. Dairy, eggs and those things. It was never cheese, yogurts. It was never part of our diet. So when I choose not to eat meat, that went away as well. What do I eat? Isn't fruits and vegetables and nuts and grains enough? It sounds, and I'm just guessing here, that you're probably contemplating going this method and wonder what you would substitute your meat products with. Well, just slowly release the meat. And what you do is you take a day where you do eat meat and a day where you don't. And the next day you can, and the next day you won't, and so on. And eventually you'll find new ideas to fill that plate. Yes, I stay away from it, and I have for many different times over my life, but more recent, I'm a little bit more strict with it. I don't eat meat because I'm feeling sympathetic to the animals and stuff like that. I'm not saying you shouldn't be. I'm just saying that's not my cause. I just choose to do it because it does give me a better life. And when I do meditation and spirituality studies and stuff like that, I feel much lighter in the mind, and I'm able to concentrate a lot more on meditation. And my body's not as heavy, feeling heavy, not looking heavy. I feel more light. So I choose that path for me. And yes, you can live really well and healthy on not eating meat. Just change your diet to a plant-based diet. And you just do it slowly, gradually let it go. And eventually you'll walk away from it. And you won't miss it because it's not a part of your plate anymore. It's not a part of your mind. You just have to allow the body to know, the mind to know what the body is intending to do. And by so just releasing it slowly, you know, take the rest of your life, release it slowly, and you'll see a better, clearer, easier way. And you will learn. And the more you talk to people, you'll find they're doing the same thing. So you can ask that question. What do you eat on a Thursday afternoon when you're hungry? Well, I don't know. You'll find something. Thank you very much for that. Gail wanted to know if our guides could be God. Could it be God that is the guide? Whoa, that's deep, Gail. That's a very big question. If I were to sum it up in one answer, yes. Because we're all gods. We're all part of the great source. We are all a part of it. Take a look at your animal. He's God too. And take a look at your pet or your neighbor that you don't like so much, or the kids. They're God as well. We're all gods. We were made by him in his own image. How could we be different? When the dog has a puppy, that puppy's also a dog. But it grows up and learns the ways of a dog, and it becomes what it is. We study spirituality to get closer, connected, a stricter bond to the source that guides us. And a lot of people label it and call it God. How come you can't understand that? Read any of the books out there. I know one of the religious books I've read, Psalms 82, verse 6. It says, you are the sons of the Most High. If you're a son of God, I think that means you're him or her or it, whatever source. I don't use the word God because a lot of people, it's confusing to people. And I have the conversation with a lot of people and they think of the conventional higher power up there that's governing us. And the power that's governing you is tapping right beside you right now as we speak. And they're trying to get you to get on board so you can get the final instructions or the good instructions or the proper instructions to get on the path to go through your journey, to deliver your message, to fulfill your life. Can the spiritual guides be God? Absolutely. But open yourself to hearing it and accepting it and being a part of it. Absolutely is the answer to your question, Gail. Thank you. And I hope that covers it. We covered the diet. We talked about the guides and God and the whole thing. We're talking spirituality, folks. We're trying to get you to wake up to your true reality, to bring yourself to a higher level of consciousness, a higher level of awareness, a higher level of knowing. A higher level of knowing. We're talking earlier, just before the break there, that we were thinking that we should convert others who are doing things differently than us to do it or them the way we're doing it. And that's just very, very, very wrong. And we have to accept them for who they are, because without them, we don't have an instructor as to, you're not connected. So you have to pay attention to the actions of those who are around you. And as you know now, action speaks a lot greater volumes than words ever will. So they're going to show you things. And at some point in your life, when you open your eyes and wake up and realize, you'll see the message. I talked earlier about a member in my family who was doing an immaculate job of teaching all the men in my family what not to do. Plain and simple. And we realize, most of us realize and got the lesson, and we're thankful now, because without him, without the lesson, we may have reacted or lived our lives the way I see him doing his life. And he'll probably stand there saying, there's no way he's going to do it my way. And I'm looking at him thinking, there's no way I'm going to do it his way. Either way, we're doing our own thing, which is what's important. Stay on the mark, stay on the path, guide yourself, follow the guides that's available to you. I love that question from Gail, and I'm going to go back, not to talk about it. I'm just going to mention that, yes, you need to understand that you are the entity, the top shelf, the source, the big dog, alpha male, female. You need to know that about you. And as soon as you adapt that into your lifestyle, you'll see the world will change around you, because you're not walking, bowing your head anymore. You're holding up, you're confident, not in an egoic way, because at some point humility comes into it where you have to understand that you are a single entity among all of us and we're still all connected, but your confidence of your own ability will rise up within you. And you will wake up, step up and hold up your head and do the life that you want to do. Live the way you want to live without obedience or humble, without obeying. I can't understand for a minute why we would be placed here so we could be told to obey. And importantly, we're being told by somebody else who's winning. When we bow, they rise. And when we submit, they've conquered, I guess. Obey. That is the word that needs to be removed. You don't have to abide by those rules. Follow your guides. Tap into your spirituality. Open your eyes. Wake up. The connecting force is placing you in what we call the instinctive connection. It puts you in the line that you're supposed to be in. And you live as an individual among all the people that you are connected to. You see, when you look at the snow pile out there, it looks like one big pile of snow. But if you chip at it away, there's many single snowflakes that made that what it is. And you're just one of them. You are one of them, not just one of them, which is an individual. There's not two that are the same. Not two that are the same. And no two sets of instructions will ever be the same because you are different. Maybe older, maybe younger, wiser, taller, shorter, you know, bigger, thinner, but you are different in some way and your journey is different. So the instructions for you has to be different. Your instructions on how to live and how to get along with people or to be tolerant. Those instructions will have to be different. It cannot be a generic throw out there and everybody abide by those instructions. Can't be. Because you have your own purpose as well as I have mine and Tom, Dick, and Harry has theirs. So the answers to I don't know can't be real. That answer, that question has to have an answer. That question has to have an answer. Because if there's no answer for the question, there wouldn't have been a question. There's an answer. And the answer is for you to tap yourself into your spirit, your own spirituality, get onto the guiding force, follow the journey, do your meditation, eat proper, eat healthy, be kind to other people, be kind to yourself. That's the most important thing. Be kind to yourself. Don't be bashing yourself over the head with all the negativities and thinking that you haven't accomplished or you're lesser or you're not worthy. No, those words should not exist in you because you are just as important as everyone else, regardless of the situation. Our bodies dictate a lot of things to us because of the bodies we choose, maybe for something that we were planning to do, I'm not sure. However, the person that resides within the body with this true spirit, which is who you are, your true identity, not the body, has the will and the same everything as everybody else. If you went to the ocean and you scoop up a cup of water and 1,000 people followed behind you and did the same, everybody's cup has the same thing in it. What you do with it later on is what gets us a lot of us in trouble. You know, some put a little bit of coffee, some put some vodka, you know, some put some other things in their coffee cups and, you know, drink or their cups anyways and drink it. But you have to assume at the base, everyone's cup was the same because it's come from the same source by the same method. And once we leave here, we're going to leave the same way. It's all the same. So don't think you're lesser to anyone. Connect to your spiritual guide. Get your instructions for life. Follow what you need to follow. Learn to appreciate those who are in front of you that's not doing what you think they should be doing. Who made you their judge? Who died and left you the boss? Who created you in a higher throne? Who put you on a bigger pedestal other than your ego? Yeah, you got to let that go too. But everybody's cup had the same thing in it. And everybody would appreciate having that pure, clean cup of whatever is in it. And that's why we search, because it doesn't make any sense to us. That's why we ask questions. We need to know. And if you need to know and somebody's telling you they don't know, you need to move on and find somebody else who could tell you where to find the I know. Tap into your spirituality. Seek your growth. You're listening to Barrington on the Barrington Radio Show. You're listening to us on realityradio101.com. I have a book, Awaken an Ascension Guide. If you just joined us, align yourself to your true purpose. It's available to you at amazon.com as well as amazon.ca. Join, it's a good read. We have a website, HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. That's where you'll find us. HEAMI was a message that was given to me in meditation a long time ago, and it simply means that I am you and you are me. He am I am he. H-E-A-M-I. There's a logo that I built. It's on the webpage. You could check it out. Get familiar with it. I'm hoping to one day just throw it out there so a lot of people could see it and understand that he am I. I am him. He is me. He am I. Check it out there. Do we have anything else?
Yes, Mr. Geary? We do have a couple emails. Abby wrote in and said, hello, listening from London, Ontario. This is the second time that I've listened to you and joined your show from London, Ontario. That's from Abby. Stan wrote in and he says, your examples today of life and the thought process is amazing. I always get something out of your show. That's from Stan. And let's see. Back to you, Barrington.
Okay. Stan, thank you very much. I try to break it down as best as I can for everyone to understand it and use things that is real. And I use a lot of analogies that we can relate to. And so you can understand it. And, you know, everybody could relate to these struggles. Everybody could relate to being blindly led through life. Everybody could, because you get to a certain point where you just want to rebel. But we're trying to do the differences here between psychology and philosophy. And the psychology will have you lay down on their sofa and they're trying to correct something that's broken. So they believe. And the philosophy is saying, go this way. You'll never have to lay down on somebody's couch and tell them your problems because they won't understand you anyways. Thank you for joining. And this is what we talk about. Like I said, you use the word amazing show. I know a lot of people walk away from this show and they feel a little uplifted. I haven't heard anything supporting the other. We want you to be positive and confident and fearless and be true to you, to thine own self be true. And by doing that is to tap into your own source and find out the core sense of you, that empty cup before you was influenced by any group, religion, gangs, bad parenting, you know, whatever. We want you to tap into that original source. And this is what we're saying. Wake up to a higher level of consciousness. Bring yourself to that point of realizing that you are like everyone else, a living entity in this planet, and you have equal rights to every single part of it, and nobody has the right to tell you to obey. Wake up is what we talk about.
And Barrington, before you continue, I just wanted to get this email in. This one just came in, and you know we only have a few minutes left, but I wanted to get this email out to you. Junior writes in. He says, great show. He says, hello, Uncle Barry. If God is the creator of life, who supplied the ingredients? Thank you, Savannah.
Oh, dear Lord. Okay. So if God is the creator of life, who supplied the ingredients? The universe is what we're all made from, and every single aspect of us. And I know, Savannah, I want to give you this a deep, deep, deep answer, but I also want you to be able to understand the answer. The universe is what we're made of. Every single aspect of our existence from tip to tip, top to bottom, side across, is made of substance that exists in the universe. Every single part of it, the water, the earth, the mercury, the gold, every single part is part of our existence. Like when you bake a cake, and you chop up the cake and you eat a little piece of the cake. That little piece also have all the ingredients of the big cake. We are smaller portions of what exists as the universe. The creator is what makes it ignite to make us live, to make us move on, to make us breathe. We're not the body. The body is created from the existence of the universe. And the breath that we are, which is what resides within ourselves, just a little bit above your heart, is where we live. And that's the person that we are. That's who the true self is. If you watch us on a scale, the day we pass away, it'll change. The weight on the scale will change because something has left the body. They say it leaves through the crown of the head, as also it comes in through the crown of the head. That's why that little soft spot is always there. But we're going to leave that there. But the ingredients for the source that make us who we are exist in the universe. The life that is the God, which is what I call the God, is all that there is. It has always been and always will be. And this is why we don't die. when we exit the body. And I hope this is not going too deep for you there, Savannah. And thank you very much for the big up, Keston. And yes, I am your Uncle Barry. So enjoy the show. Enjoy the rest of the show. I still have one question I have to answer. I hope that answer is somewhat satisfying for you. And I can always do a little bit more otherwise. And I hope I did answer it right. And we want to go to Abby in London, who thanked us for loving the show and says it's good. I appreciate you being there. It's nice. I love the feedback. Every once in a while, I get these tough questions. And there's a tough question you get thrown at every once in a while, and you got to get back in your chair to answer it. Like, who provided the ingredients? The source provides the ingredients. But thank you for being a part of the show, everybody. Thank you very much for joining. Thank you for listening. I appreciate everybody talking. And again, I just want to sum up what we've been talking about and go into your own spirituality, tap into your own source, look at your own life, realize that you're a freestanding entity and you have no obligation to another other than the fact that they have something to teach you. They're your guides. You walk together. I've said this many times. If you go to the top of the river, throw a bunch of tennis balls in the river and drive down to the mouth, the end of the river, they'll all show up together because we're moving on the same current. We're moving in the same flow. We all are connected. We're all joined to each other. We're all the same. So, having said all that, practice putting yourself in the right path to allow yourself to get into spirituality or allow yourself to be cleansed and clean. You may have to trim off some of the rough edges before you take the journey. In order to trim off the edges to take the journey so you could go into your path, so it'd be a lot easier for you to fit through those doors, not in a physical manner, but for you to go into that alleyway that's going to guide you to your spiritual guide. You need to understand and accept the principles. If it's not true, don't say it. If it's not yours, don't take it. If it doesn't build, if you're doing it and it's wrong, you should stop doing it. Now you put good ideas and good thoughts into your existence, and then the goodness will happen. Eventually, you'll be hearing the spiritual guides tapping you on the shoulder, talking about all the good things that exist, and you're connected to that and the universe and your instinctive connection to the spiritual guide. People want to call it God, all that there is, everything that's above, anything above you, whatever you want to call it. But you have to know that there's a source out there that's designed to get you on your path, designed to get you where you want to go, designed to get you all the answers that must exist for you. And if they're telling you they don't know the answer, then you may want to say to them, why not? Or seek the path that will guide you to finding out your own answer. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Again, you're listening to Barrington on the realityradio101.com. It's a beautiful Sunday in the middle of March, near the middle of March, appreciating everything. I didn't talk about Corona because a lot of people are getting tired of hearing it. So we don't want to do that, but hang in there because it too shall pass. And for everybody else, keep your head up, stay positive. Remember that you are the best person that exists. And not in an egoic way. You are just as good as everyone else. That means you are the best. Learn that about yourself. Appreciate that. Hold your head up. Be strong. Be kind. And never allow anybody to bring you down. Thank you, everyone. And we'll speak with you next week. Enjoy the week.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.